One God, amen. Christ is born. This evening we read an account of the wise men who were coming. They were seeking Christ. One of my favorite passages is from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and you will find, seek, ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. And indeed, the Magi were seeking, and as a result, they found. The Magi were led to a place and to a person who deserved worship. They offered worship that was fitting, and they returned home a different way. They returned home differently. First, they were led to the place and the person of worship. In the gospel we just read in the second verse, Matthew 2, verse 2, it says, we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. St. John Chrysostom tells us that they were led there by this star, but he says this star was not of the common sort, or rather not a star at all. As it seems, at least to me, but some invisible power transformed into this appearance. Lo, the star went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Therefore, after he has brought them, leading them by the hand, and has set them by the manger, it is no longer by a star, but by an angel that he now discourses unto them. St. John Chrysostom goes on and explains that, in fact, that star was an angel that God had sent because God was seeking to interact with them personally and draw them personally to him so that they might come and offer the worship that they desired to the person at the place. But when they came, they offered him a worship that was fitting. They offered the best that they had. They didn't come and offer like secondhand gifts. This wasn't like when you were younger, if you remember. You might have offered someone like your younger brother a pair of socks that was like all beaten up. And if you just stepped outside to go get the mail and stepped on the hardtop or the driveway, the sock would have torn on the bottom. It wasn't that like hand-me-down. It wasn't your old American doll that had an eye missing and another one painted on and the hair half burnt on from when your younger sibling burned it. It wasn't a half-hearted gift. It wasn't trying to gift someone something that wasn't yours. I remember when I was younger, my sister tried to gift me to one of our neighbors. I like to think that she saw me as her best that she had to offer, but she didn't like the neighbors very much. So I'm guessing that wasn't her intention. But when the three wise men came, they didn't offer the least. They didn't offer what they didn't want. They didn't offer what was broken. They offered the best they had in an act of worship. St. Augustine tells us that the gold, frankincense, and myrrh each had a meaning. The gold was offered to Christ as the king. The frankincense was offered to Christ as God. That which would be burned, if you will, as we do in the incense and the censer. And the myrrh was offered to the one who would die for the sins of all. So they were led to the place of worship and to the person of worship. They offered the best that they had to him in an act of worship. And as a result, we're told they returned home a different way. Chapter 2, verse 12 says, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. They took a different way home. They walked differently than the way that they had come. Let me just give you some practical applications. First, God has led you tonight to this place to encounter a person who is deserving of your worship. He comes as a newborn baby, but make no mistake, he is the King of heaven, the creator of the universe, and he is God of gods. And as we come to worship him, we come offering him hopefully our best. Not our brains half asleep and our minds wandering and thinking about what we're going to eat when we're finished here this evening. We come offering him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We come offering gold in the form of obedience, since he is our king. And the king is one to whom we lay down our lives before. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We are not conformed to this world when we are conformed to the image of Christ through a life of obedience. Shortly, as we pray through the Gregorian liturgy, we'll come to the institution narrative, where we will pray, "I offer you the symbols of my freedom. I offer you the symbols of my freedom. I write my works according to your sayings." And the way we write our works according to his saying is with a life of obedience, a life where we've taken our will and we have offered it unto him. We take our freedom and we submit it to him so that we might truly be free. We also offer him frankincense in the icon of prayers, a life of prayer. Psalm 141 verse 2 says, "Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." And thirdly, we offer to him the Savior, myrrh, through a life of self-denial and taking up our own cross, just as Christ laid down his life on the cross. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." We offer him gold, frankincense, and myrrh through a life of obedience, prayer, and self-denial, seeking him out. If we offer Christ our gold, our frankincense, and our myrrh, we'll walk home differently this evening. If we surrender our obedience, offer him and commit ourselves to a life of prayer and denying our own desires that are outside of those desires that align with the kingdom of God, we give space for God's grace to cause us to walk differently as we leave here this evening. We give space for God's Spirit to lead us, to transform us, to renew us, and to make the incarnation a reality and a revelation in our own lives. This Christmas, let's allow ourselves to come to worship, offer God all that we have, and leave with an expectancy of a life transformed by his indwelling, our poor and our simple mangers. Christ is born. Let us pray.